We are so glad you're with us and welcome you. This is Mama Annie's first time in America, and she is here to see the graduation of her son from high school here. And he has been staying with the Wilmarth family, who also adopted through the same children's home in Congo. And so it's just a wonderful blessing. Some of you may not know Pastor Didier, so I should introduce most of you or know him well. But he has been a pastor in the Democratic Republic of Congo for many years now. There are now three churches that he has helped plant and helps lead. There are men that he has been training. And also there is an orphanage, really it's a children's home on the compound where there are a number of children, 24 children who have already come to America, most of them adopted by families in California and then a few in a couple other places. But it is just wonderful. Compassion for Congo is the name of the ministry that we support, that he serves with. And this is a good brother. A couple of verses that I think of in scripture kind of put a framework for compassion for Congo. One is Hosea 14 says, "To God in you, the orphan finds compassion." And that's what they're seeking to do, reflect God's compassion for the orphans, for the fatherless. And then in the New Testament, it says Jesus, when he saw the crowds of people who were distressed and who were dispirited and who were discouraged, it says he was moved with compassion as he saw people that were like sheep without a shepherd. And he had compassion. He was moved with compassion. The Lord Jesus showing the Father's compassion and wanting these people to have shepherds. That is also very much the heart of our brother as he's training shepherds and leaders of the church. Brother, it is such a blessing to have you with us. Come and bring the Word of God to us.
Yeah. I'm so very happy to be among you this morning again. Before I say I go further, I want to wish all the mothers who are here a very good day of mothers. You are very special to us. Today, I want to remind us something. I think the last time I was here, we read the book of Acts 2:42, and we saw that in the church, there is only four things that we are doing. Not more than that, just a small reminder, and then we will go to our text of this morning. In the church, we listen to the Word of God, the teaching of the apostles. This is from Acts 2:42. The second thing is the fellowship. Fellowship is very, very important. The church is like a family, and we need to interact good. We don't want a dysfunctional family, a family where people can be together, can love each other, help each other, have compassion from each other. And the third thing is break the bread. This is so very important. We are not saved from the wood. God died for us to be saved. We need to remember that. When you remember things like this, you will have a clear mind. Everything will be clear in you. He said, I'm saved by grace, but somebody paid. Who paid? God paid. Emmanuel, God among us. And we will notice that prayer is the fourth, last. Why prayer is the last? Because if you can hear the word of God, you understand the will of the Lord. If you will love your neighbor, if you will have a good fellowship with your brothers and sisters, and if you can remember what the Lord did for you, you can be sleeping, and God will be giving you what you want while you are sleeping. Prayer, before we open our mouth, God knows already what we want to ask Him. But God wants us also to know what He wants. He wants us to love Him. You want us to love our neighbor. You want us to have gratitude that one day somebody suffered in his body for us. This is just reminding us what we said last time. But today, this morning, we want to answer one question. How can I be a strong Christian? How can I be a strong Christian? And the book, the text that is going to help me to answer this question in front of you is from 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy 3, 16 to 17. Everybody know, it's just a reminder as I said. And four things are going to help me to understand how I can be a stronger Christian. I don't know if you can read it. 2 Timothy, 3, yeah. And Pastor Phil can help us to read it.
2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. All scripture is breathed out by God, or inspired by God, and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
Amen. This is the advice that Paul is giving to Timothy, his spiritual son. Paul was a criminal, and a very special criminal, because all what he was doing is to kill all the people who were involved in the extension of the kingdom of God. But we know the story. One day, he met with the Lord. The Lord said to him at night that you are fighting me. Who are you? I say, I'm Jesus. From that day, everything changed. It was a very special experience. And from then, he started working for the Lord, doing the opposite of what he was been doing for a long time. And when he was growing in the faith, he had many problems, but the Lord was helping him, and he reached a level where he could say, it's no longer me who lives, but the Lord is living in me. It means when he was speaking, it was like God himself speaking in him. Timothy was a spiritual child of Paul. And one of the very, very special advice that he gave him is what we just read now. He said, you need to know one thing. All the scripture, when we talk about all the scripture, we are talking about the 39 books of the Old Testament and the 27 books of the New Testament, the Bible. It's inspired by God. God is omnipresent. God is, you will understand, omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, and is also sovereign. Don't ask me a question, how we cannot see God, but He can inspire. Is beyond understanding. We cannot understand God, but we just believe that all the scripture is inspired by God. Jeremiah 1:9 is saying, then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my word in your mouth. God can put his word in the mouth of somebody. In my country, in my context, you can make the difference between somebody who is inspired by demons and somebody who is inspired by the Holy Spirit. From what somebody is saying, you can discern that this person is inspired by demons. People can say evil things, and it's not God who is inspiring those things. And people can also say good things, godly things. And when they open their mouth, you can sense the quality of the words. Some people have the qualities in their words. You can be encouraged by what they are saying. But there are also people who can discourage you. You were laughing, but when they open the mouth, you become sad. What did they say so that you can become sad like that? Is inspired by something that is has nothing to do with the Holy Spirit. And when we are in contact with God, we will speak also the language of God. My son was in Congo. He came here. His English was very bad. He could not communicate properly. But he was staying with people who were speaking English all the time, and they contaminated him with that. And now, when he can speak English, I cannot understand. You know why? You live together with somebody, you will be contaminated by that person. You live together with God, you will be contaminated by God. You are with, for the language of God, you will speak the language of God. There is a language of God. This is very important. All this to show that the Bible is inspired by God. God can has the capacity to speak to the heart of somebody, to the mind of somebody. God has even the capacity to speak through an animal. Animal can talk to you. I think we don't need that. When Pastor Phil and the other pastors are preaching here, we understand. We say, God, we just want to understand what you are saying through the man that you put in front of us. We don't want more. Because if you want more, you will run away. Remember what happened with the children of Israel. Oh no, Moses, why? Why are you going there? We want also to experience that. He went to God. God, you listen to what your people are saying. They want also to experience that. I say, okay, no problem. But they want to be clean. Prepare yourself. Okay, they prepare themselves. Okay, we are holy. Let's go. And the smoke. The land was shaking. They said, oh no, Moses, this is impossible. You just go and bring us what the Lord will say. God can inspire. God can speak to the heart. God can speak to the mind. God can do many things. And the Bible, even if it was written by people, but it was inspired by God. Why this information is so important for us? We heard that so many times. It's so important so that we can have a position in front of the Bible. Many people today, especially in Africa, they are used with the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, in this and that, in this, they are used. But you cannot see their life talking. The life is not talking. They don't have fear of the Lord. People today do not have the fear of the Lord because they do not understand the value of the Word of God. Last year, I did a very good experience. I went to Grizzly Flat and somebody gave me his hospitality. He said, okay, you will spend three days here, stay in my house. Grizzly Flat to Sacramento is about 45 minutes or 1 hour, I don't know. But he was working here. That brother knew the value of the job. He was working up every day at 4. I could not even see him. He said to me, Didier, this is a fridge. All what you need, you take it here. This is your bed. And I'm like the Holy Spirit. I can appear and disappear. You just take care of yourself. I say, oh yeah, thank you. I will. But I could not see him. I was seeing him. He knew the value of the job. He said, Job is my father. Job is my mom. Job will help me to pay my bills. Job will help me to live in dignity in this world. And he could do that many years until he will be 55 or 60. I say, okay, now you rest. And he can do that every day. Why? Because he do understand the value of the work. Those who don't understand the value of the work, they are giving trouble to other people. They are sleeping on the street. They have nothing to do. Their presence is a problem. It's the same thing in the church. When you are in the church and you don't understand the value of the Word of God, you will be a troublemaker in the church. I'm very clear in my church. When I see somebody coming and giving me trouble, I say, my brother, listen to me, please. Listen to me, please. God didn't do something bad by putting me and you together. And he paid a very big price so that I can be your brother till today. There are things that are very down. I don't want to go there. Let's be where God wants us to be. He wants us to be where? Here. Consider his word. His word is here, but God is bigger than this. But we need to understand that the word of God need to be taken seriously. Those who are taking the word of God seriously and feeding themselves like the word of God, their life change. You will see that with their life, not with their words. They say you will know them from their fruits. They will become more and more like Jesus Christ himself. In the beginning it was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ is the Word. We can eat Jesus. He said that you will eat my flesh. The flesh is the Word. And when you eat the pork all the time, be careful. You can become like a pork. I'm happy that we don't have enough money to buy pork in Congo. That's why everybody is normal. But this is a very stupid example, but it's just it's true. What you eat, you will become like what you eat. And we will not be fed only by food, but there is also spiritual food. It's the word of God. And the Bible said, it's from God. And what is from God, we need to love that. Love the word of God is the recommendation. And it's so very important. And they said, that advice was very capital for Paul to his spiritual son. Do not forget that. Love the word of God. It's very important, very useful. Useful for what? For the word of God does four things it has. Four things. First, the word of God will teach you. Teaching is just to give information. Teaching, we are giving information. About whom? About God. Who God is. How we can... Who he is. Now, when I receive that information, that is the first step. I need to decide what to do with the information that I'm receiving. This is the second level. The Word of God must convince me. Many people are used to listen to the word of God, but they are never convinced that it's the truth, it's the word of God. If you go to the world, those who are in the world know what they are doing. They are very serious with what they are doing. If they say to them, you want to have money, dance naked. They will dance naked and they will do it properly because he knows what he's doing. He knows that after doing this, I will have money. But the children of God, if you say to them, you want to be victorious, you want to be strong, you need to practice, train yourself in the Word of God. But they said, oh, sometimes I'm tired, sometimes... No, it's not easy. It's not. Why it's easy for the people who are in the world to worship their God, and it will not be easy for us who are in the Lord to worship also our God? That is the problem. Those who are evil are becoming more and more and more evil. But those who are in the Lord, they are not improving. Why? You know, sometimes we want to do things like what we see in the world. No. But they said, the Word of God must convince me. I will give an example from the Old Testament and the example from the New Testament. I like the story of Naaman. 2 Kings 5, 1 to 1 to 14. Naaman was a big general in the army of Syria, the number one. Very strong man. God was giving victory to Syria through him, Naaman. But he had a problem. Leprosy. He was very sick. The king was very happy with him. He said, Naaman is a good partner. He's my right hand. When he's there, I'm comfortable. But he has a problem and handicap. He has leprosy. Leprosy, that time was like a little bit like AIDS. If you have it, it means you are dying. What can I do? And the mistress, the servant of his wife was a Jew, said, Madam, there is a prophet in Samaria who can help. And to make the story short, Naaman went to see the prophet. Listen, the difference between receiving the information and not keeping the information in your heart. Okay, Naaman was very proud. I said, okay, I'm going to see the prophet, but I'm the general. I'm the general. And when the prophet heard that Naaman is there, he sent his servant. He said, tell him to go to the Jordan and get in the water 7 times. Oh no! He was very sin. I thought when I will be there, he will come in front of me and receive me. But why he can just send somebody? He was very upset. The word of the prophet was the word of God. Go to the Jordan and 7 times. He didn't like that. But one of his servants said, Master, if that man asks you to do something very difficult, you will accept. He just said, go to the river and 7 times and you will be clear. Okay, okay. But in Syria, we have a great river. Okay. He went there. 1 time, you know, 2nd time. A general. 7, and he said, oh, I'm clear now. And now he went back. He said, now I understand, I recognize that there is only one God, and that God is the God of Israel. You know, before he was not convinced. You receive the message, but shame on fool. No. But when he decided to humble himself, he saw the change in his life. And then, after that, he had what we call instruction, knowledge. You will not be instructed. You will not be trained in the things of God if you don't receive the information of God. You receive it first, and then you let the information do some thinking. You say, okay, I do believe that this is the Word of God. And then the Word of God will transform you. It will change things in you. Correction. And then after you will be corrected, you will know. You can say, you can have a testimony. Many people have a testimony from there. But we need to have a testimony from there. You say, like Paul, I know to whom I belong. I know to whom I know the God that I believe to. These are not the easy declaration. This is the experience with God. We need the experience with God. That's why they said the scripture can help us to have an experience with God. The scripture can help us to become truly children of God. We think like God. We speak like God. We see. The Lord said, the world will not see me, but you will see me. Oh, Jesus, what are you saying? I have two eyes. Everybody has two eyes. I will see you from which eyes? I said, I'm going. They will not see me, but you will see me. We see the Lord when we have, we know him. And we can say, oh, this is God. And we can say, this is evil. This is not God. Beyond me, I don't want this. We will have a great discernment. Discernment will come only if we know God. Receiving information, this is good, but it's the preschool. The preschool, first step. Everybody can receive the message of God, the information of God. Preaching, especially here in America. You go to the radio, preaching. Too much preaching here. You have the best teachers here, the best books. You go to your library in your houses, in your offices, many informations. That is only the primary, the preschool. It's like mathematics. But we need to go to the second step. The second step said, I'm not only receiving the information, but I want this information to stay in my heart and to become my life. Amen. It's like you are sending food. You said, food, get in my stomach and give me the strength that I want. And then, when you will be convinced. Many people are not convinced. They are in the church, but, oh no, I don't agree with the pastor said. No, I don't agree. Tomorrow, I don't agree. Tomorrow, I don't agree. You will spend 10 years, I don't agree. And the Lord will come, I don't agree that you are there. No. We need to trust the Word of God. We need to trust the man that God is putting in front of us. Yeah, sometimes they can make mistake, but there is also a way that God is giving us in the Bible to solve the problem like that. But we need to be very careful. Preschool, you receive information. Second, let that information to convince you. When I met with my wife for the first time, I gave her some information. I said, when I see you, I feel like something is happening in my body. And I feel like somebody's talking to me. Many informations. She was looking at me. She was receiving that. But she had the choice to say, I'm convinced that what you are saying is good, or I'm not convinced. But she was convinced. She said, okay, I agree with what you are saying. When he said, I agree, from that time on, our relationship changed. We are becoming close and close. It can correct. And we can say to people, yeah, we have a special relationship. But if you said, I don't trust that man, he's saying good things, but I don't trust him, you will remain in that step. This is what the Lord will say. It's not those who are saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That is not the most important thing. It's good. But what is very important is to go to the second level. To say like Peter, where are you going? Where do you want us to go, Lord? You are the one who has the right food, the knowledge, the wisdom, everything. We don't have a place to go. The Lord was very happy. He looked at him with a very joyful face. He said, this is my food, to hear things like this. And it was changing the disciples. And one day the disciples were instructed. Instructed means they were able to tell other people about the Lord. Are you able to tell people about the Lord? Somebody is in front of you, the Jehovah Witness is in front of you. You say, okay, you now convince him that you are a Christian. Can you do that? Mormons, there are many. They will come, they said, we have the truth. You say, no, you don't have the truth. We do. Sit, and I will tell you about the truth. Many people in Congo are afraid to evangelize Mormons, to evangelize people from a witness, Jehovah Witness, Temwe de Jehovah. Because they are always with books. Always with books. And they know about the story of those books. The books made them. And they can share that without even being ashamed. They are free. You see, like a fish in the water. They can tell stories. They don't have the truth. But they can tell what they have. But we children of God, when we receive the truth, we are hesitating. We don't want to put our head, our hand, everything in that water. We just put like this. Okay. It's cold. Ooh. No! Jump there! Cold, cold, cold! No! Jump there. And then you will come out and say, yeah, I'm wet. I'm wet now. I'm wet. Yeah, this is very important. And you are convinced. Instruction is so very important. I want to finish by one thing. My brothers, my sisters, only one thing is the most important. Not two, not three, one thing. God has people who can talk. God has people who can preach. God knows how to preach. Just imagine Angel Gabriel will come and see a young woman and convince her. This is not easy. It's now written like a story, but it's not easy.
He said, "Hey, Mary, you receive a grace from the Lord." "Oh, okay." "And you will be pregnant from the Holy Spirit." You are saying that to a young lady from the village, and you have the mission to convince that lady, that young lady, that you can be pregnant, but not from a man, but from the Holy Spirit. It's not easy. You need to be Gabriel, who sees the face of God to do that. God has people who can talk, who can evangelize, who can sing. God has everybody. God doesn't need us. No. To evangelize the world, God can use, can do it even much better. But what is in the heart of the Lord? The story of Mary and Martha, very important. Luke 10, 38 to 42. Jesus was a very good friend of Mary and Martha. We are talking about the scripture. He went to see them. When Martha saw Jesus, "Oh, to the kitchen. Oh, Lord is there. The Lord is there. Oh, my goodness. The Lord is there." Oh. But Mary said, "I was a slave. I was dead. This man is the one who helped me to come back to the life." And he went there, seated in the feet of the Lord. "Oh, Lord, talk." She was just receiving the fresh water, receiving the knowledge, And the Lord was just teaching a very good connection. Martha said, "Hey, Lord, you are very strange. I'm very busy here, and you let my sister just sit like that. Ask him to come." "Oh, you." He said, "Martha, Martha," two times, "and sister. You worry for nothing. I'm not there." She has chosen the best part. Nobody will take it away from her. The only thing that God wants us to do is to be amoureux. Amoureux, c'est quoi? Lovers. Amoureux de la parole. C'est quoi encore? To be the lovers of His word. Slaves of His word. This is what He's saying. Seek first the kingdom. Be the slave of God's word. And if God says something, don't doubt. Do not doubt. Said, "I don't know. Maybe I know how it started, but I don't know how it will finish. But my God knows." Many people trusted in the Lord. The Lord was not happy with the Pharisees who were just, ha, 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 ha. But He was happy with people can trust Him beyond all understanding. Just a woman bleeding 12 years. I'm talking about the value, the quality of the Word of God. He said, "I'm poor now. I finished all my money. I'm broke." But she heard about Jesus. Say, "Jesus can help you." I said, "I will not even talk to Him. I will just touch her robe." And she was going. Because she knew that if I can pass through the disciples, they don't have faith. Peter, Philip, Thomas, they didn't have faith. They were close to the Lord. Today they are down, tomorrow up. It's a sickness. Until the last day, the Lord said to them, "You didn't choose me, I chose you." Which means, what I started, I will finish. It will not depend on you. He touched the robe. "Hey, somebody touched me."
And the disciples, oh no, Lord, you are exaggerating. Many people like this. We are many. We are tired. We are from there. We are just walking. No, somebody touch me. There is a power coming out of from me. And the woman was said, no, ne tremble pas. Don't be afraid. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm looking for. Your faith heals you. It will be done the way you trust me. Many people had a problem when Jesus was here, but they were not all healed. Only those who had faith. Jesus, son of David, help me. Or you, keep quiet. Jesus, he cried, and Jesus, yo, said, oh, what do you want me to do? He said, I want to see. Okay, see. Your faith. And what is even very complicated is some people can destroy the roof of somebody. What faith? You say, okay, we heard, we have the information who that man is. We are convinced that he can do that. And we will do all what we can do to present our friends in front of him. They break the roof, and the man was there. Ah! Jesus looked at them and said, no, I never saw a faith like this. He said, my son, your sins are forgiven. Oh, no, you see, he's saying that he healed. I say, what is difficult, to say your sin is forgiven, or take your carpet and go? And the man said, people, oh, we don't know if when the other Messiah will come, he will perform a miracle more than this. And that is the Lord that you and I are trusting. But we need to go deeper. Deeper is very important. Trust in him. And said, Lord, which means, when you know that this is the will of God, don't hesitate. You say, God, we are doing something that is not wrong. This is for your glory. If you don't help me, how people who are around me will recognize that you are God? God, help me. You do it today, tomorrow, persevere. Persevere until you will do something. Because he said, ask so that your joy may become complete. But what is happening? We ask today, ask tomorrow, and after that we are tired. All the time when God does something big, it will help us to grow. You will never grow if you don't practice what God is saying. You will never be a very good basket player if you don't practice. You need to practice. And many hours. It will make you perfect. But if you said, I'm a professional, Jordan. I'm a Jordan. And you will be there with young people who are very... you will be there... Practice is very important. Even if, with the things of God, practice is very important. Practice in listening to the word of God. Be convinced that I will not trust myself. Fight your me. Fight it. Say, no, me. Die. Jesus must. And then he said, Lord, in the past, this is what you did for me. I know that you can do it if you want, God. And it's very important for me that you do that because it will encourage me in my faith. And when Jesus does that, you have experience with the Lord. This is what is, you are trained. Instruction is all what will remain in you after forgetting everything. From the day we start school and from the day we finish the university, many years, you will not have all those things in your mind.
Many things will go, but what will remain in you, that is your instruction. You are listening to the word of God all the time. Sometimes you forget something, but what the base will remain? I need to trust. This is the only thing that can please God. Satan will not have the second chance. I'm telling you, it's finished for him. Lucifer, no second chance. Why? Because he saw God. You cannot see the face of God twice. You saw the face of God, and you missed that. Now you are down. He said, I will give the second chance to Didier, to Pastor Phil. Put your name. He gave us the second chance. And we can be saved. We are not saved to don't have faith. We need to have faith. Because without faith, you cannot please God. Only thing that can satisfy God is not what we do. It's what we are and what we believe. And if we have faith, oh, my brothers, you will experience how our God is wonderful, how our God is good. Remember always, Mary was seated listening to the Lord, and Jesus said, this is what I want people to do. The same way you are very serious with your job, be also serious with the Lord. The job is only 8 hours a day, even if it's 10 hours, even if it's 15 hours, you will still have time to be concentrated to the things of God, which means put time aside. And said, this time I put it aside to communicate with my God. How can you communicate with your God? You can open your Bible. You can also read very good books that inspire people also experience. It can help you to grow. You can be telling others about the Lord. You can also be listening to the music that can lift you up, put you next to the Lord. You know, but you put time aside. The same way you put time for your work aside, the same way you put the time of eating aside. In America, you spend much time eating. I am not against that. You may go to your house and say, he's saying that because they don't have much food in Africa. He's jealous. No, I'm not jealous. But I notice that you spend much time eating. But you will not be fed only by that. My wife, my husband, my children. You are wrong. You need to say, my Jesus. In front of your wife, my Jesus. Why? The day I will die, and you will cry, oh, my darling, oh, I will miss you. Only for 2 or 3 weeks. And after that, it's finished. And after 2-3 days, especially in my country, we don't have a good mortuary, my body will start to spoil. She will be the first to say, we need to look a place to bury him. They will bury me, and after that, it's finished. You don't belong to your wife first. You don't belong to your husband first. You don't belong to your children. You touch my children, you touch me. Liar. Not true. No. If the Lord decides to take them, you will say nothing. And when I will leave, she will be crying, but the Lord will be there. Come to me, my servant. If God can just show us what happened when we leave this world, no one here would like to live again in this world. It is secret. It's hiding us. He said, these people, I don't want them to see what is going on here. But we can have an idea. Better life. Which means, love Jesus
more than your wife, more than your children, more than your husband. My wife has her place in my heart. My children have their place in my heart, but the Lord has central in my life, in my relationship. Amen. And if we those things are clear in our mind, it will change the way we see the world. We will not see the world like anybody. We need to see the Lord with the glasses of faith. He said, we belong to Jesus because He is somebody. He is the one who did something for us. I want to be a strong Christian. Now, this is the answer. First, I will take seriously the Word of God. Seriously means when I receive as like information from the Word of God, I need to trust, to let my heart be transformed by that, be convinced, not just to have a big head, but a very small heart. Now, what you receive must go there and fill your heart, so that all the time when you open your mouth, you will speak from your heart, and you will speak what is from the Lord. And people will say, that man, that woman is from God. And before I became a Christian, I used to do many things. It was normal for me. What I receive will correct that, will help me to live like the light, to represent God in this world. It will change me. It will be, I used to do this, it was normal. But from the information that I'm receiving, I realized that this is not a normal life that the Lord wants me to live. And when now I will be living like that, I will have the culture of heaven. The culture of heaven, that is the instruction. People, he is a Christian. People will testify. But people can say, oh, is Walesa going to the church? Oh, my goodness. If that man will be saved, which means everybody will be saved. You know, people know, see you, how you live. They say, no, it's not matching with what we heard. It should match. Day after day, year after year, we need to grow, need to grow, need to grow. And one day, we need to be mature. Mature means understand our God, understand our neighbor, understand ourselves. May God bless His word in our heart. Amen.